You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 213, covering week 22, May 30th to June 5th, 2021. NetBeans 12.4 from the Apache Software Foundation Organization provides support for Java SE programming languages, Java EE, PHP, C, C++, JavaScript, and Groovy. This is the seventh release from the Apache Foundation since Oracle donated NetBeans code. The release of the Electron 13.0.0 platform has been prepared, which provides a self-contained framework for developing multi-platform user applications using the Chromium, V8, and Node.js components as a basis. The upgrade to the Chromium 91 codebase, the Node.js 14.16 platform, and the V8 9.1 JavaScript engine combined to cause the major version number change. The Nginx Unit 1.24 application server was released, within which a solution is being developed to ensure the launch of web applications in various programming languages. Several applications in different programming languages can be run simultaneously under the control of Nginx Unit, the launch parameters of which can be changed dynamically without the need to edit configuration files and restart. The code is written in C and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. OpenRGB 0.6, a free toolkit for controlling RGB lighting devices, has been released. The package supports ASUS, Gigabyte, ASRock, and MSI motherboards with RGB lighting subsystem, backlit memory modules from ASUS, Patriot, Corsair, and HyperX, ASUS Aura/ROG, MSI GeForce, Sapphire Nitro, and Gigabyte Aorus graphics cards, various controllers LED strips, glowing coolers, mice, keyboards, Razer backlit headphones, and accessories. Information about the protocol of interaction with devices is mainly obtained through reverse engineering of proprietary drivers and applications. The code is written in C and C++ and is distributed under the GPL v2 license for Linux, Mac, and Windows. PeerTube 3.2 has been released. PeerTube offers a vendor-independent alternative to YouTube, Dailymotion, and Vimeo, using a content distribution network based on P2P communications and linking visitors' browsers. The developments of the project are distributed under the AGPL v3 license. Jing OS 0.9 has been released, providing an environment specifically optimized for touchscreen tablets and laptops. The project is being developed by the Chinese company Jingling Tech, which has a representative office in California. The development team includes employees previously employed by Lenovo, Alibaba, Samsung, Canonical Ubuntu, and Trolltech. The installation image size is 3 GB, x86-64. The distro should be able to run on any tablet supported in Ubuntu 20.04, but to date has only been tested on Surface Pro 6 and Huawei MateBook 14 tablets. OTA updates are supported to keep the software up to date. To install programs, a separate application store is offered in addition to the regular Ubuntu repositories and the Snap catalog. The developments of the project are distributed under the GPL v3 license. A new version of the Util Linux 2.37 system utilities package has been released. The package contains utilities mount, umount, devdisk, hwclock, cal, blockid, fsck, cfdisk, sfdisk, blockdev, chrt, mkfs, ionice, more, renice, su, kill, setsid, login, shutdown, dmessage, lscpu, logger, low setup, setterm, makeswap, swapon, taskset, and others. Cinnamon 5.0 user environment is released, in which the Linux Mint community is developing a fork of the GNOME shell, the Nautilus file manager, and the Mutter window manager, aimed at providing a classic GNOME 2-style environment with support for GNOME shell interactions. Cinnamon is based on GNOME components, shipped as a periodically synced fork with no external dependencies on GNOME. The new Cinnamon release will be offered with Linux Mint 20.2, which is slated for a mid-June release. OBS Studio's 27.0 release is now out for streaming, compositing, and video recording. Support for compositing with scene building based on arbitrary video streams, data from web cameras, video capture cards, images, text, content of application windows, or the entire screen is included. During broadcasting, it can switch between several predefined scene options. The program also provides tools for sound mixing, filtering with VST plugins, volume leveling, and noise suppression. The code is written in C, C++, and is distributed under the GPL v2 license, available for Linux, Windows, and macOS. OpenSUSE Leap 15.3 has been released. The release builds on the core set of packages from the SUSE Linux Enterprise distribution, plus some custom applications from the OpenSUSE Tumbleweed repository. A 4.4 gigabyte universal DVD build is available for download, a stripped-down image for installation with downloading packages over the network, and live builds with KDE, GNOME, and XFCE. OpenSUSE Leap 15.3 uses the same set of binary packages as SUSE Linux Enterprise 15SP3, instead of rebuilding from enterprise source packages as in the previous releases. Using the same binary packages in SUSE and OpenSUSE will simplify migration from one distribution to another, save resources on building packages, distributing updates and testing, unify differences in spec files, and allow movement away from diagnosing different package assemblies when parsing error messages. NixOS 21.05 is out, based on the Nix package manager. NixOS uses a single system configuration file, provides the ability to quickly roll back updates, supports switching between different system states, and supports the installation of individual packages by individual users. It is possible to simultaneously install several versions of the same program. Images are 1.4 gigabytes with KDE, 1.8 gigabytes with GNOME, and a shorthand console image is 660 megabytes. Tails 4.19, the Amnesiac Incognito Live System, based on the Debian package base and designed to provide anonymous access to the network, has been released, capable of working in live mode. Anonymous logging into Tails is provided by the Tor system. All connections except for traffic through the Tor network are blocked by the packet filter by default. Encryption is used to store user data in the Save User Data mode between runs. CloneZilla Live 2.7.2 is available, designed for fast disk cloning. The tasks it performs are similar to those of the proprietary Norton Ghost product. The distribution is based on Debian and uses the code of such projects as DRBL, Partition Image, NTFS Clone, Part Clone, UDP Cast, bootable from CD-DVD, USB Flash, and Network, PXE. Supports LVM2 and file systems EXT2, EXT3, EXT4, RiserFS, Riser4, XFS, JFS, ButterFS, F2FS, NILFS2, FAT12, FAT16, FAT32, NTFS, HFS+, UFS, Minix, VM, FS3 and VMSF5 VMware ESX. Cloning from one disk to another is possible, as well as creating backups by saving a disk image to a file. Cloning at the level of entire disks or individual partitions is possible. Kali Linux 2021.2 has been released, designed to test systems for vulnerabilities, conduct audits, analyze residual information, and identify the consequences of attacks by cybercriminals. All original developments in the kit are distributed under the GPL license and are available through the public Git repository. Assemblies are available for x86, x86-64, and most ARM architectures. The XFCE desktop is offered by default, but KDE, GNOME, Mate, LXDE, and Enlightenment E17 are optionally supported. CentOS 2105 is introduced, incorporating changes from Red Hat Enterprise 8.4. The distribution is fully binary compatible with RHEL 8.4. CentOS 2105 builds prepared packages for x86-64, ARM64, and PPC64LE architectures. The SRPMS packages that the binaries are based on and debug info are available through vault.centos.org. Development of capabilities for migration from CentOS 8 to CentOS Stream continues. A new release of the JAMI Decentralized Communications Platform is available, codenamed Maloya. The project is aimed at creating a communication system that works in P2P mode and allows organizing both communication between large groups and making individual calls with a high level of confidentiality and security. JAMI is a GNU project and is distributed under the GPL v3 license. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. Find the site at fullcirclemagazine.org and me at Bardic Triad on Twitter, at Zyvola at hosttux.social on Mastodon, on itsmoss.com, and at Zyvola on sponsors.org if you'd like to buy me a cup of coffee. See you next week.